events, and one must stand still and await catastrophes, each even more terrible than the last. 5th of August, 1914. All the news of last night was confirmed this morning, and it is further announced that the time limit given by Britain for an answer to her ultimatum expired without a reply coming from Germany, and that, therefore, war between England and Germany is formally declared.
Heathercliff, Lowestoft, 21st of August, 1914. Dear Vera, I am feeling very chagrined and disappointed at present. I expect Edward has told you that I've been trying for a temporary commission in the regulars. Everything looked quite promising, and the colonel of a Norfolk regiment whom I had to go and interview volunteered some most flattering remarks in his report on the suitability of the candidate. On Tuesday it only remained for me to go up for my medical exam. I got on very well, until they stuck a board at the end of the room and told me to read the letters on it. I had to be able to read at least half, but found I could not see more than the first line of large letters. The medical officer was extremely nice about it, and tried his best to let me through by being as lenient as he could. But it was of no use, I'm afraid.
Buxton, 27th of August, 1914. Dear Roland, I heard this morning that I have passed my exam after all. I thought you would like to know. I am so very glad, as I do not know how I could have endured the thought of you and Edward enjoying Oxford life and myself cut off from it all for another year. You will go, won't you?
I am so glad, so very glad. You do not know how wretched I should have felt if you had failed. Come what may, I will go now, and I look forward to facing a hedge of chaperones and principals of perfect equanimity, if I may be allowed to see something of you the other side.
Dear Roland, I expect you will be pleased that Edward is allowed to do something definite at last. He goes before the nomination committee on Friday, and will probably be given a post before very long in something. You have no idea the domestic storms that have been necessary in order to achieve this object. I have come in for a good many because I have persistently urged from the beginning of the war that Edward ought at least to try for something. Not that I am in the slightest degree a militarist, for I suppose no enlightened person in these days regards war as anything but an insanity and a check to progress and civilization. But it seems to me that to refrain from fighting in a cause like this because you do not approve of warfare would be about as sensible as refusing to defend yourself against the attacks of a madman because you did not consider lunacy an enlightened or desirable condition.
October the 9th is getting very near, but I can no longer say confidently that I am coming up to Oxford. I have been very envious of Edward and Richardson, and all those who will have the opportunity of doing something of what now alone really counts. And I think that at last I may have the same. I stand a good chance for commission in the 4th Norfolks, and shall know definitely in about a week's time. Anyhow, I don't think in the circumstances I could easily bring myself to endure a secluded life of scholastic vegetation. It would seem a somewhat cowardly shirking of my obvious duty. In fact, if I do not get to Oxford at all, I shall not much regret it. Except perhaps in that I shall miss the incidental pleasure of seeing you there. I feel that I am meant to take some active part in this war. It is to me a very fascinating thing, something, if often horrible, yet very ennobling and very beautiful. Something whose elemental reality raises it above the reach of all cold theorizing. You will call me a militarist. You may be right.
There cannot be any question that you are doing the right thing. Though even if you are unsuccessful, you certainly cannot accuse yourself of cowardly shrinking when you have done your best. I don't know whether your feelings about war are those of a militarist or not. I always call myself a non-militarist. Yet the raging of these elemental forces fascinates me, horribly but powerfully, as it does you. You find beauty in it. Certainly war seems to bring out all that is noble in human nature. But against that, you can say it brings out all the barbarous, too. But whether it is noble or barbarous, I am quite sure that had I been a boy, I should have gone off to take part in it long ago. Indeed, I have wasted many moments regretting I am a girl. Women get all the dreariness of war and none of its exhilaration.
I have received orders to pack up my belongings and migrate to Norwich tomorrow, and in consequence I'm at present very rushed. I was informed yesterday that my application for a commission had been approved by the County Territorial Association and forwarded to the War Office, and that I was to join my regiment without waiting to be gazetted. I expect I shall find it rather lonely at first. It seems strange to think that the day after tomorrow, you will be at Oxford and beginning a new life.